questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It sure is. 18 minutes to 10 o'clock on 95BFM. Hi, Carlene, how are you?
Good morning, good, thank you.
Carlton Newell de Jesus is a doctoral candidate and graduate teaching assistant at the Dance Studios here at the University of Auckland. Woohoo! That's more fun than just sitting there, isn't it? Carlene, you were here to talk about dancing to improve well-being.
Yes.
What other sort of dancing is there?
Beg your pardon?
What, isn't all dancing to improve well-being?
Pretty
apart
much.
Apart from boring dancing, I suppose. But yeah, so what do you mean? What do you mean? Obviously, well-being is what we're all about. We all want to be well. dancing for well-being, do discuss.
Well, my area of research is looking at dancing for well-being. So trying to really pull apart the ways that we can use dance to improve our diverse people's well-being. So people who might have something like dementia or sort of other cognitive issues, and how we can target those issues through something a little bit different than maybe a pharmaceutical intervention.
Yeah, and it's working, obviously. Or you're trying to figure out if it's going to work.
Yeah, so there's a sort of good lot of evidence that suggests that it is something that will work. And my research is trying to pull it apart a little bit and look a little bit more at the specifics of what sort of dancing it needs to be, like how we do it and how we change it for different people.
So how do you start that sort of...
How do you start that sort of research?
Do you sort of take established viewpoints and try and tip them on the heads, or do you just get someone up there and dancing and say, how do you feel?
Take a tape deck to the old folks home?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
So I've been taking a tape deck to the old folks home for
hip-hop and old school sort
I've done some hip-hop with 80-year-olds. I've done some ballroom with 5-year-olds.
Hip operation.
Well, I actually did some hip-hop with old people before Hip Operation came around. And my old people kind of wanted to call
your
out...
Your old people?
My
your
old
ones.
People, yeah. They wanted to call out Hip Operation and have a battle because they were sort of vying for the title of world's oldest hip-hop crew.
Wow, okay, well, this is getting... I don't want any sort of gang...
Sort of
like colours, but in New Zealand. So where do you go? What's the first thing you do? Is there a previous studies and stuff and work that's been done that you can start from that you sort of use as a jumping off point? Or
yeah, so my background is both in psychology and dancing, so I'm lucky enough to sort of be able to come at it from both sides. And at the moment, the research is kind of similar. So there's some really strong scientific research which doesn't so much look at the particular dance things and unpack the different ways that we can teach dance. So like the description might be 15 minutes of aerobic dancing was carried out. And it's like, what does that even mean? What does that even look like? Like, there are a million ways to teach dance and a million ways to do it.
Is that the Paso Doble or crumping? Who knows? It's like, you know. True, I mean, that's pretty uncertain. It's pretty. So how do you report on your exercises you're doing?
Well, one
15
of the
minutes of aggressive aerobic dancing to the theme of, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
do you talk tempo? Do you talk about types of movement, or does it make a difference?
Yeah. Well, my standpoint is it makes a big difference because I know from teaching classes and from doing classes that there's a huge difference between copying somebody who's standing at the front teaching you a movement.
Zumba.
Yeah, or being expected to sort of draw from your memories and create a sequence of movement that's relevant to you in some way and expresses something inside. So my research is sort of looking at how we can at least start to measure those types of activities. So I'm really interested in types of activities. So whether participants are copying movement or creating movement or doing it to music or not to music or with each other or by themselves.
Right.
Because
different inputs and different outputs.
Yeah, yeah. There's not so much that is being measured in terms of the independent variables, so the things that are going in. Right. So it's all good to measure the dependent variables to look at the outcomes, but until we can find a way to report and replicate the independent variables, then it's really hard to sort of take any findings and research them again. Or
because that's when you can maybe hopefully start to make a recipe, right? Like, yeah. Hey, Gran, maybe if I give you this song and you move in this way with this person, might help you create new neural pathways and keep your brain healthy. Please.
Yeah, exactly.
What about extraordinary findings? Have you come across anything in your work so far that has really blown you away?
The first sort of project that I did as part of my doctoral research was a project with a group of people who had early onset dementia. So they were quite young in terms of them being sort of, most of them were in their 50s or 60s. And in that particular project, we just did a bunch of dance sessions across 6 weeks. And we didn't really measure anything. That was just sort of a chance to play and see what works. But the anecdotal evidence from that was amazing. So people's families were coming to us and saying, like, my partner's come home and he's been able to tell me what he did that day. And he's had something to talk to me about, which actually for us in our relationship is something that hasn't happened for a long time, because usually I ask him, you know, what have you done today? And he honestly just can't remember. So those sort of connections and relationships that build around the interventions, I think, are really important and something to really acknowledge as being as important as any sort of measurable cognitive changes.
Yeah, cool. And so where to from now? You're doing some stuff supported by the Freemasons Foundation and Centre for Brain Research. What do they do for you? How does that work?
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to get support from them in terms of funding for my doctoral research, which is really exciting and is kind of the only way to make this sort of research happen. So it can be quite hard to find funding for research which is trying to do something new or trying to sort of bridge two areas, because people want results. They want something that, you know, they're going to support and there's clear evidence that it's going to work. And so it can be really hard to find support for things that might be a little bit outside the box. So, yeah, I've been lucky enough that they've been willing to sort of be a little bit creative with their funding and support something that is just trying a completely new approach to a problem.
Now, we were going to talk about your things going on tonight, but it's sold out. But it sounds pretty cool. It's Raising the Bar, and it's 20 new University of Auckland academics presenting the work that you've been doing and the things that you're finding out from that work in 10 inner-city Auckland bars on one night, and you've got no seats remaining there at all.
No.
So, is that for your one or for all of them?
For all of them, they're all sold out.
Wow.
Including Professor Alexi Drummond, who was in last week talking to me about evolution, which was fascinating. His is sold out as well. If people did want to kind of loiter outside and maybe strain to hear you talk, whereabouts are you speaking tonight, Kelly?
Yeah, it'll be like a really good concert with that sort of outlier of people hoping to get in. I'm talking at Sweatshop.
And is it just you at Sweatshop, or is it more than one at one?
There's two talks, I believe, happening at each location, and they're all fairly close together. So the idea is people can sort of move between bars, a pub crawl.
It's like B Street, but with clever people.
Hey, thank you for coming in, Carlene, and all the very best for your work. It sounds very interesting. And anything turns up, you let us know.
I will.
Thank you very much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.